welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that we're able to be together again. And the Lord has just been ministering to my heart before I came on the broadcast, and I just feel to obey the Lord, speaking to, and there may be certainly more than one, but I believe the Spirit will bear witness with your spirit that you're really having difficulties in your job situation. And I feel to share with you Exodus 14:13, where the word of the Lord says, "Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." It also says in Proverbs, the 16th chapter, verse 7, that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And so I just feel the Lord would say to your heart that He is going to deal with those who oppose you. The Lord would say, "I will divert the antagonism and those who have opposed and come against you. I will deal with those who would stand in your way to impede your progress." But I would say to you, beloved, that your only concern must be to seek first my kingdom, and then, as it is declared, all these other things shall be added to you. I have given to you my laws of sowing and reaping. I've given you the principle that if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. And so in the distress in which you find yourself at this moment, I say to you, sow much faith in me. I say to you, trust in my promises. Seek my face. Do my will and good pleasure. And the very faith that you sow will produce a great harvest of reward. I know the ruthlessness and underhandedness and unethical practices of those who surround you. I know when you are victimized and intimidated because of your faith in me. But remember, beloved, promotion does not come from man. It comes from me. I have put my hand upon you, and I've raised you up for this very reason, that I might show my power in you. Beloved, because your ways please me, I will protect you, and I will lift you above power struggles, above the crossfire of those who are ambitious and pushing themselves in self-promotion. I say to you, I will give you a shield round about you and immunity, so you won't be caught up in the turmoil of those struggling and seeking to advance themselves. I will deal with the competition. I will silence the opposition, and I will cause your enemies to be at peace with you, and you will do your work under the protection of my hand, and you'll be kept where I have placed you until my purposes have been fulfilled. No man by his own design can move you or hurt or destroy you. Because your ways please me, you shall be secure in that place that I have placed you, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, whoever that's for, just receive it in the name of the Lord. He wants you to be encouraged. He is for you. And as we, in all of our lives, seek to please God, He abundantly wants to shower great blessing and provision on us. Let me share with you Psalm 146:5-10. Happy is he, the word of God says, whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. The Lord will reign forever. Thy God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. All praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for just encouraging your people right now. Beloved, when we become a child of God, all things that belong to Jesus become ours. Why? Because we're in his family. Paul says in Galatians 4:7, you're no longer a slave or a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. And God is free to be a rewarder to you because, and simply because, you're his child. You're born of God. But your inheritance becomes yours only when you ask for it and expect it. You know, so often I think sometimes we try to persuade God by the works that we can do. And you know, the only real work that we can do, the only real service we can render the Lord is simply this: present your bodies a living sacrifice before the Lord, which is our reasonable service, simply by yielding to him, simply by coming to him and allowing him to use us, to work through us however he desires. So often we just wear ourselves down. We wear ourselves to a nubbin, to a frazzle, just quote, working for God. And those in fivefold ministry can be especially guilty of that. I know, for years I did it. I just worked myself to death, just wearing myself out for Jesus. Well, you know, the Lord doesn't want that. He's not glorified by that. He wants our lives to be carefree, not that we don't have problems, but that we can put those problems on the Lord. What was that scripture I just shared with you? Happy is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. And if we are trusting in him and hoping in him, then we can be happy. We can be blessed. Praise God. Well, so often some of the things that we deal with in our Christian life challenges our faith. And so I want to share with you how we can turn doubt into expectancy. You know, sometimes we're just so cumbered about with so many cares and burdens, the sin that so easily besets us. What is that? It's unbelief, friends. We can do a number of things to turn doubt into expectancy. That's the good news. And even though doubt is so common among Christians, it's something that human nature is so falls prey to so easily, and sometimes we can forget that it's not a problem or a concern. And you say, what do you mean by that, Sister Glass? Well, I'm saying it's not a problem, it's not a concern, it's sin. The Bible says that doubt is sin. Mark 11:22 says, have faith in God. So when you doubt, well, what are you doing? You're disobeying the Lord's command to have faith in God. And if you're trying to get over your doubt, well, just forget it. That you never will. You won't have success because you're trying the wrong thing. You don't get over doubt, but you have to treat it like any other sin. And how do you do that? You confess it and seek forgiveness. You repent and turn away. If you have an example, let me give an example. If you have a problem with, say, impure thoughts, the scripture never tells you to try to do better, try harder. The Bible tells you to confess those thoughts as a sin before the Lord, to bring every thought into captivity under the obedience of Christ, to ask for his forgiveness, forgiveness and cleansing. And that's the way to treat your doubt. We need to get the right perspective. When David was looking at the giant Goliath, he was confident of victory. As you just read that account, you can see that he was moving in faith. Well, all the Israelites at that time thought that Goliath was so big and so ferocious that they could never kill or defeat him. But David thought to himself that he was such a big giant that he simply couldn't miss. So the battle against doubt, beloved, is basically one of keeping God's perspective on your situation, to look at your problems and to see them as God sees them. One of the best ways to keep God's perspective is to remember what God has done for you to this point in your life. That's a tremendous blessing. You know, you may be challenged by something right now, but when you've got a few quiet moments, just look back at the times God has come to your rescue, the times God has intervened, the times He's made a way when there seemed to be no way. That's why God said to Israel, "You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you, which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years. That's Deuteronomy 8 and 2. Why? Because God knew if they remembered what He had done for them, it would help keep their eyes on Him during future hard times. When God leads you, he wants you to know that He's going to be with you. He's the one that's as declared in Isaiah 43 and 2, that when you pass through the waters, what does He say? I will be with you. So apparently it's a foregone conclusion. There's going to be times that you're going through deep waters. But if you stay close to Jesus, He'll be there with you and you won't be overwhelmed or drowned. God never said there wouldn't be battles, but He did promise His own eternal presence to be with you and to meet every need and to go with you step by step. Praise God. Well, let me just take a moment to pray. Father, right now, I thank You for the faith of God. And Lord, we do repent of any doubt or unbelief. Cleanse us, Lord. Forgive us. Give us Your perspective. Let Your word become such a reality in Your life that as we pray even now, turning from doubt, turning from unbelief, we thank You for the faith of God which You have given to us. We don't have to manufacture it up, but You've given it to us, Lord. And this is the faith that overcomes the world, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Thank You, Lord, that You've provided for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you, and I'm excited and looking forward to tomorrow already that we can be together at the same time. You can also give you our mailing address. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.